last week I come down with that pesky summer bug that's been going around. Well, as a cashier down to the A&P, you run into all sorts of folks, some of who really should have stayed in bed. So off I trot to the Rite Aid to pick up some decongestant. On my way through the store to the pharmacy, a few things I didn't know I needed mysteriously made their way into my basket because, well, it's Rite Aid. There's always stuff you need, right? At the counter, I asked Carrie, the pharmacy assistant, for the Advil cold and sinus. You never used to have to do this, but apparently, given half the chance, folks will abuse just about anything. While she's getting it, I take the things out of my basket for her to ring up. Tic Tacs, a berry-rich lipstick, dental floss, M&Ms, purely for medicinal reasons, you understand. A package of multicolored highlighters, extra-large paper clips, and 3 white-out correction tapes. Aren't these great? Carrie asked, pointing to the white-out. That they are, I reply, as I sign for the Advil. In fact, to heck with the decongestant, you should make me sign for the whiteout. I'm totally addicted. And that's about when it hit me. My name's Ida, and I'm an office supplies addict. Highlighters, post-its, paper clips, folders, organizing bins, free pens, pads of paper in hotels, clipboards, Sharpies, and all shapes and sizes, you name it. I've tried turning it over to a higher power, but that higher power is usually Staples, if you know what I'm saying. To be honest, I've dabbled around with office supplies for years, and most of the time it's manageable. Sure, I've been known to over-highlight a book I'm reading, color code activities in my calendar, and I admit I did get a little crazy when the post-it flags and arrows come out. And full disclosure, Charlie came close to doing an intervention when I got a labeling gun. After labeling everything in the house, I started in on his workshop. Luckily, the gadget broke from overuse. I went cold turkey and haven't succumbed since, though I've been tempted. But this whiteout correction tape is like crack cocaine, baby. It makes me feel invincible. Unlike that gloppy white-out liquid, the correction tape is clean and neat. It fits my hand perfectly and even has a little groove for my thumb. I position the nose and press down firmly, like they say, moving the dispenser gently from left to right, and it works like magic. I lay down this beautiful line of glossy white tape where my boo-boo used to be. Folks, it doesn't get much better than that. The thing is, you never know when you're gonna need whiteout, and it's not always easy to find. So if you're out and about and you see some, grab it. I have a couple in my purse, my locker, and my cash register at work, the car, just about every room in the house. And yes, there may be a drawer in my desk for my backup supply. I'm not hoarding, really. You just never know when you're gonna need it, that's all. And here's another thing. Whiteout correction tape is like dessert. I never share it, even with Charlie. 'Cause people are sneaky. And once they experience the joy of that glossy white line, it's real easy for them to forget to give it back. And that kind of thing can really damage a friendship. So now I have 3 more correction tapes for my backup stash. I confess, I love opening the drawer slowly and just gazing at them. All those beautiful individual dispensers of glossy white tape just waiting for the opportunity to make the messy things in my world neat. Now, if only whiteout could do something about this friggin' stopped up nose. That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.